Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and very good evening to you. This is Anya coming to you live on tonight's edition of Let's Keep It Real. How have you been? I hope you had a wonderful week. I had a fabulous week, and not happy to say it ended on a little bit of a downturn because my beautiful, loving, wonderful aunt passed away yesterday, and that kind of put a damper on things for me. So tonight, October 18th, the year 2013, this show is specially dedicated to my late aunt who passed on yesterday. Her name, Shirley Mae Glenn Rones, we all love and will miss her very, very much. So in her honor tonight, I'm dedicating this program, and I know that wherever she is, she will very much appreciate it. So thank you for joining me. We're going to be here together for the next half an hour, and we will be talking. I'll be talking with members of my family, and we will kind of reminisce and share special memories of my beautiful aunt, Shirley Mae Glenn Rones. So again, this is Let's Keep It Real. My name is Anya, and I'm happy to be here with you tonight. I have on the phone with me a relative, and if you can introduce yourself. Hello?
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 Hello? Yes, please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Rochelle Muller.
So, Rochelle, thank you for calling in. I'm dedicating, as you know, tonight's show to our beautiful, wonderful aunt who we lost yesterday after a very hard and long fight with illness that took her from us. And I just wanted to invite you to come on so that we can just chat and talk about her and share some fond memories. So tell me something funny, if you can remember off the top of your head, of your aunt.
Auntie Baby loved music. She loved life. She loved to get down. She loved to dance. And we have fabulous times with her. The funnest memory that I have of Auntie Baby was her birthday party in February. We had such a good time. She got down. We had a great time. The dresses were gorgeous because my aunt could dress, okay? She loves her hats. She loves her jewelry. She loves her wonderful outfits, okay? And she loved her companion, George, very much. And my aunt was just a peach. She was one of a kind, and we will never get somebody like that back. And I'm so proud that I had her in my life.
Yeah, that was so sweet. I mean, the birthday party, I remember, well, as you know, we had her birthday party last year for her, and we had a birthday party last year.
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay, so we had a birthday party last year, and we had one again this year, and I can clearly recall you shocking the birthday girl and everyone else, because you did what?
A lap dance. Hello. At least
you,
I gave her something to remember.
Dance. You shocked the church members that was
they said, hallelujah.
You shocked the church members that were there. They were like, what is she doing? And you were just doing the lap dance. I meant to post a picture on the blog website, but I didn't have enough time. I was looking for the picture, and I wanted to share that with everybody else, but I thought that I would spare you that. Not that that would bother you if I shared the picture.
No, because my aunt, Miss Shirley Rose, enjoyed every bit of that lap dance, okay? She enjoyed it. Every bit of it.
She had a wonderful time, and everybody talks about how snazzy a dresser she was. I know that I've been talking to you and another niece of hers, another great niece, and I want to recap a little bit of the conversation about certain hats, because, you know, my aunt had a hat for every outfit. So as the person, the other person that I'm talking about was saying to you today and to me, there's going to be a problem when it comes to the hat. There's going to be a problem when it comes to the hat. And that person, who shall remain nameless, has posted pictures of herself in certain hats as evidence of whatever, but we're not going to say anything, okay? We're not going to say anything.
Because, you know, you have to get certain things in writing.
Or you have to, you either have to get certain things in writing, or you if you have a photographic evidence, then that supersedes anything else. So
a picture is just a picture.
Because picture speaks a thousand words. So, anyway, so, yeah, is there anybody else who wanted to say something?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on.
Who do we have on the line? We have someone else on the line who is calling from 718.
Hi, my name is Kamali Muller.
Hello, Kamali Muller. How are you?
I'm good.
So, as you know, Auntie passed on.
Yes.
I know you were a little sad when you heard, and we, as we all are, but we were talking about the party, and I know that you were at the party. You remember what a good time we had?
Yes, the party was amazing because Auntie Baby was there.
Yes. And she was fussing around, and everybody was like, have a seat. And they're like, no, let her fuss. Let her do what she wants. And
yes,
as soon as you turned around, she was like right there, like, what are you doing? Like, have a seat. Enjoy yourself. This is your birthday. So,
yep.
Yeah. So
and
we have,
we good
have really
time.
Good memories of her, don't we?
Yes.
We have amazing memories of her. I want to play this song, and but before I do, is there anybody else who wants to say something very quickly?
Okay, hold on.
Well, you want to know if anybody wants to say something?
While we're waiting for someone else to come to the phone, this is Anya. You're listening to Let's Keep It Real, and I'm dedicating tonight's program to the memory of my beautiful aunt who passed on yesterday. She's gone on to a better place. She's no longer in dedicating tonight's program to her. We will definitely miss her. She's been a constant in our lives for many, many years. And it will not be the same not having her around, but this is something we're going to have to, you know, accept. And we have all the beautiful memories and tons of pictures, because I always take pictures whenever I get the opportunity, and she was always a willing subject, dressed to the T from head to toe with hat, matching outfit, matching shoes. She was a diva. And we love her, and we will definitely miss her. And tonight's program, Let's Keep It Real, is dedicated to the memory of my aunt, Shirley May Glenn Roan.
Hello,
who's on the line?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, it's Rochelle again.
So, Rochelle, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hold on one moment.
Hello.
Yeah, who
Hello.
Am I speaking with? Hello?
You're speaking with Joan, Shirley's daughter.
Hi, Joan. How are you?
Joan from London. I'm good. How are you?
I am good, thank you. I'm so happy that you made it safely. And
yes,
I know the circumstances are not the... Uh-huh.
I was a bit worried about flying for the first time, but I made it.
Oh, my gosh. It's such a blessing. I'm so happy that you made it. As you know, unfortunately, you arrived a little after she left us.
Yes.
But nonetheless,
yes,
you are here, and I know that even though she can't see you physically, she's able to see you, and she knows that you're there, and I'm so happy that you were able to come. And, you know, it's not under the best circumstances, but, you know.
Yes, yes, I made it, and that's the main thing.
Yes, you did, and we're very, very happy. So I was just talking about what a character your mom and my aunt was, just full of life, a diva from head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to share anything with us?
Just that she was a loving and caring person. She was there for her family, and she was very family-minded, loved to entertain her family. And that's basically it. Just somebody that fun-loving that you'd want to be around.
Definitely. And we will surely, surely miss her dearly. But we have lots
yes,
of most memories.
Definitely.
We have lots
yes,
of
we've
memories.
We've all
to
got
keep...
fun memories.
Yep. We have lots of memories to keep us smiling and, you know, just to remember her as she would want us to, you know,
yes,
not be
absolutely.
Sad, but to celebrate her. And
yes,
celebrate
yes.
her life.
Yes.
So that's
absolutely.
Great. So I look forward to seeing you, and it's not going to be under the best circumstances, but I really do look forward to seeing you. And I think it was, you know, kudos to you because you took the challenge on of getting on the airplane. How was the flight?
Absolutely, I did.
How was
very
the flight?
Very nerve-wracking. 8.5 hours flying for the first time.
Oh, my gosh. The second time, right?
First time, 8.5 hours.
Oh, my gosh. And that's the reason I haven't gone back to London yet, because I am a bit weary of flying also. Not as, you know, but as like I'm saying to myself, 8.5 hours, I can't do it. So, you know. But,
no. But it was okay.
Yeah.
I can't complain. It was okay.
Okay. Well, that's great. So,
okay.
Is there anybody else who wants to say something? Thank you so much for sharing.
I'm not sure. Hold on for one moment. Hold on.
You're listening to Let's Keep It Real. My name is Anya. This show tonight is dedicated to the memory of my beautiful aunt, Shirley Mae Glenroan, who passed away yesterday after a long, hard fight with deadly disease, which took her from us. But she's not with us physically anymore, but she will continue to be with us in our thoughts, in our memories, which are many because we spent so much time with her, so many different conversations. She was a loving, beautiful woman who was so family-oriented. For her, family was the most important thing, and she was surrounded by her daughter and her granddaughters, and her very dear friend George. When she departed, she would not have wanted to go any other way. So tonight's show, Let's Keep It Real, is dedicated to her. My name is Anya. Hello.
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 Hi.
Yeah,
good night.
Who am I speaking with? Good night.
Robin.
Hello, Robin. How are you?
Muller. I'm fine. I'm great.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm about to play a song, and I'll play the song, and then when we come back, you tell me what you remember about this song, okay? So here's a very special song dedicated to my aunt, because she heard it, and she loved it.
Martinia, whoa, Lord of mercy, whoa, whoa, hey, hey, yeah, not the first, not the last, so much pretty girl I passed, and holding out is such a task, that's why me I said it from me heart, oh Lord, don't let me cheat on my girlfriend, but as far as I can see, she loves only me.
My name is Anyeri, and we're on blogtalkradio.com. I'm here every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Tonight's program is dedicated to my beautiful aunt, Shirley Maitland Rones, who left us yesterday to go on to a better place. And I am dedicating this program to her, talking to members of my family, reminiscing, and just celebrating my aunt's life. We loved her very much, and this program is dedicated to her. So who am I speaking with now? Is there someone on the line? Hello? I cannot hear. Hello?
Yes, good evening.
Hello? Good evening. Yes.
Good evening. My name is Orinthia.
Hello, Orinthia. Thank you for coming on the program. So, just a word, tell the others. I want everybody to come on and say hello and say a few words, and I appreciate you coming on, but we have too much downtime in between. So when you're done talking, if someone else can come on quickly and just say a few words, I would really appreciate it. So how are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
Okay. So I was just playing the Chris Martin song, and we were talking about how at the party that we had for our aunt, how much she loved the song, and she jumped up and she was dancing and having a really, really good time. Is there anything that you wanted to share with us?
Well, like everybody knows how bubbly she's always been, you know. And I shared the birthday, too, because we both was born on the same month.
Mm-hmm.
And I had
a
blast.
I
had a blast
loud.
With her.
You go.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm
Hello?
Here. Yeah, because
yes.
We were celebrating, I think the party was on your birthday or something, was it not? So we had a double birthday
yes.
for both of you.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. Well, that is very. I'm very glad that we were all able to be there with her to celebrate that birthday. We suspected it might have been her last, but we didn't know for sure because, you know, she was given a prognosis with not much time to stay around, and she beat that because she was a fighter. So she beat that by months and months. So we were happy to have been there to celebrate that. Well,
yes.
So great. So thank you for coming on and saying a few words. Is there anybody else who wants to quickly come on? Excuse me.
Oh, let me
say
see
something.
That. Really, really quick. Hold on 1 second. And thanks for having me on the line.
Well, thank you for coming on. You're listening to Let's Keep It Real. My name is Anya. BlogTalkRadio.com. I'm here every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern for half an hour, and I really enjoy being with you here every Friday, except that tonight I am dedicating the program to the memory of my aunt, Shirley Rones, who passed away yesterday after a long fight. So it's kind of sad, but we're trying not to be sad. We're trying to celebrate her life and her memory because she was such a vibrant person, so full of life, very family-oriented. And this program tonight is dedicated to her. And I'm just chatting with members of my family. Her daughters have come in from England, and her grandkids are here from England also, and her nieces and great-nieces are in from New York. And she's got family members all over, and we will be celebrating her life. 5 more minutes left on the program, and I would just like to see if there's someone else on the line who would like to say a few words. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Good night.
Hello, good night. Thank you for coming on the program. We've got 5 minutes left, so I would like to quickly get a few words from whoever is available. And I need to speak to Denise and Melissa. Like, they need to come on and just say a few words. We don't need anybody who's shy.
Okay, do you need Melissa? She would like
no,
to speak
no,
to
no,
you.
No, 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 no. No, so let me speak to you first. I know that you have been
very busy
going back and forth while our aunt has been in and out of the hospital and her health has been failing, and I know that you have, you know, been going back and forth from New York. It's been very strenuous on you, but, you know, you did more than was expected of you, and I know that she appreciates it, and you're still trying to wrap things up and tie up the loose ends. So, you know, I know that she's looking down, smiling, and being very appreciative of everything that you've done. So, on behalf of everybody else, of course. Now you can, once you tie things up, then you can, just like everybody else, just have the memories, your fond memories of her.
Well, I must say that she was fun to be around, very lively, energetic, has a lot of energy, and I must say I enjoyed the time that you know, I've spent with her, and I would cherish that very, very much. I miss her greatly.
Yep.
You'd always be in my thoughts, yes, and in our thoughts, yes. So.
Yep, I know. Well, we've got about 3 more minutes, so somebody can come on quickly. Thank you for coming on and sharing that. This is going to be something that I will have because it will be, this is a recording that I will cherish greatly as tonight's program is dedicated to her.
Yes.
So.
Okay. Denise is going to be here.
All right, so I've got 2 minutes, so she has to, like, time is going to run out, so.
Hello.
Hello, my dear.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Okay, so tonight's program is dedicated to Auntie, my aunt, Jill Grammy, and I just wanted to, if you can say something quickly, because the time is, like, winding down. The clock is winding down.
Okay.
I just wanted you to come on and say something very quickly.
Yeah, I loved her very much. I had a pet name for her, Gigi, which stood for Glamorous Granny. That's what she was to me. So every time I would call, I would say, hi, Gigi. And, And apparently,
when I came here,
I realized.
Listen. Mm-hmm. And then she would say to me, what is this Gigi she's calling? And you were saying when you came, you realized what?
That she had told people from her church about it because they quoted back to me that I called her Gigi. So it was nice to know that she told people that's my pet name for her.
Yeah. Well, you know, she loved us all because that's how huge her heart was.
Yes,
and
indeed.
It was reciprocated because we all loved her very much, and I know that we're all going to miss her very much.
Yeah.
You know, but we have to continue to celebrate her. And not, it's going to be difficult, but I know that, you know, we're going to be sad, but we have to celebrate her life and celebrate her memory because she had a wonderful life. And, you know, she's all about family, and she was loved, and she loved in return. So,
yes,
well,
she did.
I will be seeing you guys soon, not under the best of circumstances, but we will be together soon, and we will be celebrating her life. So thank you so much for coming on and saying a few words.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. You're listening to Let's Keep It Real. My name is Anya. We've come to the end of tonight's program, which was specially dedicated to my loving. I am with heavy heart, but I am happy with the memories that we've created over the years that she has been with us. And I would like to say goodnight to you appreciate those around you who love you, and have a wonderful, safe weekend, and I will see you again. To Shirley Maglin Rose, we love you very much, and rest in eternal peace. Good night.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard.